Hey, so last night I just stayed home and been working on this show. Total mess. This going to Edinburgh thing, bad decision on my part. But upside is, I don't think any of you will be there. And probably nobody that I know here in the United States of America will be there. A few people. Jacqueline will be there. I know Kate Berlant has a show. Maybe she'll stop by. But they're not going to tell me the truth that it's a disaster. They'll say, oh, that was great. And then they'll think, oh, I don't know. But then I come home, people are like, how was it? I'm like, oh, I destroyed. They loved me. They didn't want me to leave. They were like, please stay in Scotland. We'll make you a citizen. We'll give you a key to the city. You can host your own late night talk show. And I said, no, man. I got to go back to the United States. That's where my cats are. That's where I want to be famous, United States famous. I don't want to, and I left, and they've been sad. I'll just say shit like that. I mean, that's obviously an exaggeration of what I would say. For comedic purposes, I exaggerate sometimes. But then there's other times that I don't, so I understand that it can be confusing. It's like when you kind of go in and out of sarcasm, as I do. You're like, well, if he's not sarcastic, he's a real piece of shit. So I guess we'll say he's sarcastic on that. Sarcasm's kind of losing its place anyway. Because I feel like satire and sarcasm is just people say like something terrible. There's this comedian, I'm hesitant to say his name, but he's a piece of shit. He plays a piano on stage, and I think one of his bits is just saying singing the N-word over and over, saying the N-word stole my bike, and then you're like, well, Jesus, what kind of racist psychopath are you? You just repeat that phrase over and over again, and he said, no, it's satire. I was like, I don't really think you know what satire means. Satire is the like the Colbert Report. That was satire because he didn't mean it. And you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to mean it. I thought I could just say satire, and it's okay that whatever I said. All right, let's look at the fucking news. Enough of my grandstanding. I'm always up on a soapbox, but this is my podcast. Isn't that what it's about? Getting. I don't know how much I just recorded into nothing, but the voice memo app on the iPhone just stopped recording for like a while, and now I have to try to recreate what I just said. I can't. I just yelled a lot. I got very angry. Which serves no purpose. Why am I'm yelling at my phone, at an app. It doesn't know. I guess maybe Siri picks up on it. It's always listening, and it's like I feel like when I get mad that they take a little bit of pleasure. I feel like Siri's like one of these alt-right Twitter trolls. It takes a little. Oh, I just made somebody mad. That's my purpose. I just do things shitty to make people mad, and that's what I do. Anyway, so I went. I talked for a while about because I just said this is my soapbox, and I went on onto what I thought the origin of the word using that term soapbox was from. Not going to repeat that. It was fine, but it was in the moment and trying to recreate an in the moment thing. That ain't my bag, man. That ain't what I do. This is about honesty. So I'll tell you what happened, Because that's what's, but I'm not gonna repeat it. Sorry. Maybe it'll come up again later. Because I repeat things on here not knowing. Because I'll think, oh, that's an original thought. And be like, oh, no, I had. And then sometimes halfway through, sometimes when I'm done, sometimes after I post the podcast, oh, yeah, I think I said that before. But who knows? Like, I can't. This is episode 256. That can't be right. I fucked up these numbers somewhere along the way. Because there's way more than that. Now I gotta go back and fix the fucking numbering. Where did I fuck? Oh, yes, it's 456. The past three, you fuck up one, and I'm just gonna keep going until I realize, yeah, that number is completely wrong. This is 456. Well, I'll fix this one, and I guess I'll go back and fix the other two. I hope that doesn't come up in your feed again if you do this off the podcast app on the iPhone or whatever you. If it does, I apologize, but I have to have the record straight when they go through these archives for the Smithsonian. All right, so I went on to the news, and I was talking about this great story, which I'm very happy about, that Betsy DeVos's $40 million yacht was vandalized. Do I think that people should vandalize things? No. But do I think Betsy DeVos is trying to destroy the education system, and she was born rich and the money comes from Blackwater and Amway, which are two totally not great organizations in my opinion? Yes. So I think it's funny. Fuck you and your fucking yacht, you born rich jerk. And I don't even care if you're born rich. Why don't you leave people alone? How about you don't become the Secretary of Education, because you have some kind of, you think you know what's better for people. You don't know fucking anything. All right, there I go on my soapbox again. Sorry. I don't like Betsy DeVos. I don't appreciate what she's doing there. CVS fires pharmacist who denied transgender woman hormone script. What is it with the being a religious zealot that makes you want to get into the pharmacy business? You're like, I love the Bible. I'm not a fan of gay people, but I want to get behind that counter at the CVS. It looks magical back there. And it's not like those people are, pharmacists get made fun of a lot in stand-up comedy, so I don't bother to do it, but rightfully so. It's not like they're pounding together powder back there. They're counting pills. And they always, it's always like, oh, it's going to take 2 hours. For what, motherfucker? Oh, it's crazy back there. They always act like they're frenzied. Well, maybe get another guy that can count pills. Or lady. Or non-gender conforming. Or whatever. You'd say, I don't, it's hormone therapy for, Jesus. It's people who are fighting to have the world as it was when they were in high school who I find to be I'm not finding the words. But they're just a stick in the fucking spokes all the time. Why can't it be like then? Why would you want it to be? Don't you want change in your life? Don't you want things to be different? When I was in high school, I thought there was two genders. There's no question about it. Now I'm finding out there's a bunch more. How great is that? Yes, gender it up. Give me more. I love the two that exist. Why wouldn't I enjoy more? they're all, hey, my fave. I have a favorite. I have a favorite gender. Absolutely. But they're all, they all seem pretty good. Some more pronouns? Bring them on. Love new words. You know what I hate? Old words. Get rid of them. Ye? What the fuck was that? You want to be talking like ye olden times? No fucking way, man. Give me every pronoun you got. Or we go straight up genderless pronoun. There's no hey man or hey lady. It's yo, what up, dog? There we have it. All right. That's enough. I'm sorry. This podcast was all right, but it was a little preachy. Very preachy, really. Soapboxy. And you missed probably the best part of it, got cut off, to be quite honest. But to be quite honest at the end of that? Why do I constantly have to add the extra stupid fucking thing? Because I'm terrible. I'm a piece of shit and I hate myself. And you know what? What other person would you want to listen to? Would you want to, I don't hate myself? What an insufferable piece of shit that person is. Hate yourself. It's the only way to be. I don't hate you though. I love you. And I'll see you tomorrow.